Hello.
Hey, Vino. It's Frank.
Hi there, Frank. How are you this morning?
Good. Would it be right if I recorded this? I want to send this out to some of our customers that need help with recruiting.
Okay.
I think a lot of this could apply to them as well. Does that sound good?
Say again?
I'd like to record this, if it's all right.
Sure.
I'd like to send it out to our customers that
we
need
heard
some
that.
With recruiting. I think it would really benefit them a lot.
Yeah. Good.
So what are your recruiting goals again? What do you have to hit?
About 20 agents.
By what time?
By the end of the year.
Oh, that's good. You got plenty of time.
Well, not the end of the year. Well, he said, as quickly as possible, but I sort of put a goal towards for the next 6 months.
Okay, got it. Do you know roughly how many appointments you have to go on to recruit an agent?
Not yet. No.
Okay. Usually, generally speaking, it's about the way to think about it is 10 prospects, or I would probably say 10 suspects equals 3 prospects to 1 sign up. So if you have 10 potential people who might be open to switching.
Well, at the moment, I don't have anybody, so it would be starting with sort of cold calls.
Got it. All right. So we have to go on a lot of appointments. All right.
Yeah.
So we want to reach 20 people in 6 months. Let's figure that out. So 20 by 6, it's about 3 to 4 months. Let's say you have to go on 5 appointments for each times 5. You got to go on just about 1 recruiting appointment a day. It's about 16. So if you're going on 1 appointment with an agent a day to meet with them and understand their needs and what they're looking to do with their goals and help them write a business plan.
That's 5 a week.
Yeah, it's about 1 a day. So that's the whole idea. Now, the thing is, you don't need marketing to do that. People sell stuff all the time without any marketing. You just have to get on the phone and you're a telemarketer. You use telemarketing.
Mm-hmm.
So the only weapon you have is just the phone. So just to kind of juxtapose what we're going to talk about is you don't need viral. You don't need marketing. You can wake up, get a list of all the target agents in your market and start calling, introducing yourself. And probably just inviting them to an event, which is usually what I would do to start, because just calling an agent out of the blue and saying you want to switch brokerages is really, really difficult. Plus, if you do that to everybody and you're known as just a salesperson, or you're known as just someone who's trying to get you to come on over, it kind of positions you as the pest and not the best. Right. So generally what you do is instead of just cold calling everybody saying, come join my brokerage, which does work. It's very hard. All right. Is you start thinking about, okay, well, maybe I can offer them something else as opposed to just join my brokerage. That's what I just kind of alluded to is come to my event, come to my training. I'm doing a training.
Mm-hmm.
So you can still cold call, you don't need any marketing, you still reach out to agents, but you're calling them to invite them to your event. And this works. You don't have to do any marketing for this, all right? So let's just start there of what you need to do to get people to your events without going down the marketing path. So let me ask you this. How many licensed agents are in your target market that you're looking to recruit from?
Oh, that's a good question. Probably about 10,000.
Okay, that's a lot.
Yeah, because I work in the DMV, which is Maryland, Virginia, D.C.
Mm-hmm.
So our brokerage, we are licensed in all 3 states, so I'm the broker for all 3 states. And so recruiting in all 3 states is a good thing because when somebody doesn't want to live in Maryland, they live in D.C. If they don't want to live in D.C., they live in Virginia. So it's a choice between 2 states at least.
Got it. Well, let's drill that list down where it just might be a little bit more likely for someone to join your office than the whole 10,000. So let's
I've got
start with,
4,000.
and how did you come up with that criteria?
Well, the first I took agents that are doing between 2 and 3 million per year, and then that was the first 2,000, and the next 2,000 is agents between 3 and 7.
Perfect. I could even go a little bit further. Is why don't we drill that down to agents that are within a half hour drive of your office? Let's just go a little further. Just we could
Okay.
certainly go to the 10,000, we can go to the 4,000, but
Yeah, yeah. It's
let's
more
drill it down by agents that are within a reasonable half hour drive of your office.
okay.
Then, if it's possible, where I'd really like you to start is with any agents that have had a change in production, like a meaningful change, meaning their production was at a certain point, now it's down, or their production was at a certain point, now it's up. One of the challenges with recruiting is most of the agents are happy. Well, not happy, complacent. They're just doing the same amount of deals always. And there's no motivating reason to make really any change, you know? But if somebody was doing a lot of business, now it's down, or if someone was doing a lot of business, now it's up, something's going on in life. There's
Right.
probably some reason for motivation there, right? And maybe where they're currently at isn't doing it for them again, either on the upswing of production or the downswing. So if you could sort your list that way and do a little Excel function, or hire somebody on Upwork that knows how to use Excel, where you can sort by production the change, or the fancy word they say is the delta, I think, of how much their production has changed. And that's the list I would start with. Agents around your office that are doing that production level that is either up or down. Got it? All right. So you got to go build that list, and that will be a spreadsheet sitting on your desk. Okay. One of the things I also recommend you probably want to sign up for is Spokio, Spokeo. It's about $30 or $40 a month. And you could type the real estate agent's name into that, and it will likely give you their cell number. So instead of calling the office, that you'll never get them, you call their cell number. And you can usually Google them too. You can Google the agent's name, you know, Bob Smith, Century 21, Virginia Direct, or cell, or mobile.
Oh, it's Spokio giving you the number. I have this. The system which is on PropStream, and I go in there and get the numbers.
Okay, if it's the cell number, a lot of times in those services, it's usually like a trackable number or it's the broker number.
Oh,
Just for
okay.
what it's worth, it'll have a number on there, but it's nice to know that you can use Google or you can use Spokio to help find a cell number. Okay.
Okay.
And PropStream, I don't think will give it to you by production. You might be able to play around with it in there if you do it. I would really look into a product called Broker Metrics, or I believe it's called Trend Graphics. Showing Time has a product called Showing Time Recruit, or maybe just log into your MLS and use it in a way that you probably haven't used it for recruiting and see how you can slice it and dice it that way.
Yeah, showing time I have on Bright MLS.
Perfect. All right,
The broker
great.
metric.
That's another one that I think the showing time one will be just fine for you. Just
Okay.
really go in there and make sure that you could pull the list in the way that we talked about a licensees, and we're good to go. All right. So that's going to be your outbound strategy. All right. We're going to get a list of all the licensees and drill it down to something that probably meets our criteria a little bit more likely to want to maybe have a conversation about changing their business. They're already producing a bit, and right, they're ideally around your office for lack of at least for a good place to start than just going after the whole 4,000 or Lord, the whole 10,000. So that's going to be the outbound strategy. Now, let me give you a really good inbound strategy of how we can generate inbound licensed agent recruits. All right. Well, actually, before I do that, are you able to get a list of all the new licensees?
Yeah.
Why don't you go ahead and throw newly licensed into your target market as well? So for your outbound strategy, you're going to have that list of a couple thousand. And why don't we add to that all the new licensees as well? Okay. And remember, to that list, we're going to invite them to events. And the reason I like newly licensees is because there's motivation there. They just got their license. They might not succeed. Chances are they won't, but there's motivation, right?
Yeah.
And the same thing with someone's productivity going up or the productivity going down. There's probably motivation because you can have someone who's licensed and producing, but complacent. They're not going to make any change. Follow me? So let's add to that outbound list all of the new licensees. Now, with that being said, inbound strategy. I really like the job board called Better Team. Better Team. It's what we use at Viral Marketing for our job boards. I want you to put up a job for a real estate agent. I think you said you already did something like this. Is that right?
Yeah, with Wise Hire.
Good. Wise Hire is just fine. All right. Wise Hire is fine. I'd like to use Better Team. All right. Putting up a job ad for a real estate agent. And you don't have to put too much thought into it because there's
Yeah,
probably hundreds of other ads for a real estate agent. Because people just go in there and click apply, 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 apply. You're just kind of capture the lead off the job boards.
okay.
Got it.
So, what's your
So,
preference with Better Team? Is that bringing better quality people?
I don't know. I have no idea. What I will tell you, this is the one that I use. I don't like putting the applicants through the personality or behavior assessments right away. I think it lowers my lead quality. I like to do that. I personally, this is just personally, I like to do those assessments much farther down in the hiring process. So if Wise Hire is forcing those assessments at the very top of the funnel when the candidates come in, personally, I don't like that. That's the only difference I could tell you. And when in doubt, if you can afford it, do both. Just get both. It's like having two lead sources. Okay. All right. So that's how we're now we have lists. We have applicants coming in from the job boards, and now we have the target lists that you're going to reach out to. And remember, the offer, the reason to reach out is going to be to invite to an event. Now, I do want to ask this question too. Have you met with any agents yet? Do you have any agents in your existing database that you have a
Well,
relationship with?
in the last year, I haven't. Previously to that, I was at marketing and talking with agents, and there were a number of people interested. I had a lady calling, and I did the appointments. And so during the COVID period, we just slowed it down. And since then, I didn't do anything.
Okay. But let me ask you this. How many agents to date have you met with? Just one?
No. To date, I would have met about, probably met about 30, 25, 30.
Wonderful. I want you to go build that list. Where do you keep those 25 or 30 agents? Do you have a CRM for your recruiting?
Well, I can go back and check because we had a number of people said, yes, we'll probably like to talk in a month, 2 months. That was like 2 years ago. So I could go back and check on those agents and sort of try to call them again and talk with them.
Where did you put them? Where did you put all their contact information and reminders of the dates to follow up with them?
Oh, I just have a file with them, and I had a file with the list that I then had, but now the list is updated. So I can put them into a spreadsheet or do a HubSpot or something like that.
Yeah. So let's make sure that we do that. Is
Okay.
you are going to need either a spreadsheet or literally any CRM
You're right. So
out there.
what do you suggest?
I mean, anyone you want. I mean, the one that I can only speak to the ones that I use. I use HubSpot. Their free CRM will work just fine for you. Or you could use Zoho. That's what I use. Zoho CRM. They have even an easier one. Zoho Begin, Bigin, I believe is how you say it. Or it could just be a spreadsheet. It does not need to be anything fancy. All right.
Okay.
So we have from your haven't mets, your target list, including new licensees, plus the applicants coming in from the job boards. And for your mets, you have 25 or 30 people you've met that you're working on. Now, the name of the game is to move the haven't mets to the mets. So, how do we get permission? And I would probably say permission is the way you move a haven't met to a met is you have permission to stay in touch. You have permission to communicate with them. They've met you or they know who you are and they want to hear from you. Got it? So, once you meet an agent or they give up their contact information to stay in touch with you, that's when I want you to put them into your CRM. I only want you to put agents into your CRM once they've given permission for you to communicate with them. Are we clear on that? That's the name of the game. All right. Okay, cool. So now we don't need any marketing yet. We need an event. So I have a couple ideas, but I want to ask you first. If you were going to do a 1 hour event, maybe a 1 to 3 hour event that you were going to teach or bring a speaker in or bring someone to speak on a certain topic, what do you think is the number one topic, number one event you could hold right now? What do you think is the number one thing agents want to know that they would buy a ticket to show up to?
It's how to create leads, how to get leads.
Great. How to get leads. So
Or
let's do a workshop.
if they have been doing business, but how to get more leads, how to follow up, nurture them.
Great. So let's just do a workshop on how to get leads. Simple as that. All right. If you need help getting leads, if you need sellers to call and buyers to call who are interested in buying or selling a home, I will show you exactly how to do that. Come to my workshop. All right. So let's go ahead and plan on doing one. I don't know. Give yourself some time. Let's do the, how about the first week of April? Why don't you pick a time the first week of April to do a workshop on how to get leads? All right. Perfect. And what I'd like you to do is maybe search. I'd like you to go to Eventbrite and actually set this up, event up where people can register for a ticket. All right. I'd like you to charge some money for it, maybe $20 or $30. Okay. And then you're going to give people a discount code so it's free. So go ahead and put a price on it for a ticket and create a discount code so it's free. All right. And I want you to write up
That's very
a
clever.
sales. Yeah, write up a sales page on how to get leads as a real estate agent. Hey, are you struggling to do deals? Do you need more leads? I'll show you exactly. I'll show you
For the last
exactly how to
50
generate
years.
them. Well, hey, are you in real estate? Are you struggling to get leads? Are you not sure where your next deal is going to come from? Do you have anxiety about when you're going to get your next paycheck or your next commission check? Hey, I'm going to solve your problem. Come to this workshop. I'm going to show you how to get more consistent commissions, make more money, and reduce the fear of anxiety of not earning money as a real estate agent. And that starts with leads. And this workshop, I'm going to show you how to get all of them. So you never have to worry about money again. So if you never want to have to worry about money, and you want a consistent lead pipeline, and you want to be going on regular listing appointments, and you want to get paid full commission, and you want a consistent paychecks, commissions, and in your bank account, come to my workshop and I'll show you exactly how to do it. How does that sound?
Fantastic. You make a great author.
There you go. That's what you need, right? We'll talk about seller leads, we'll talk about buyer leads. We'll talk about how some leads cost more, some leads cost less. We'll talk about should you pay referral fees or not. You know, buy now. All right. Now, let me ask you this. It might be helpful for you to feature a big name. Is there anyone that you know that you could say, well, so and so is going to be there to share their insights? Do you know any successful agents that could share their insights by speaking at your event?
No, nobody comes to mind.
None. All right, that's all right.
So maybe you can recommend me somebody.
Who's your boss? Who not a boss, but like, who's your regional owner or corporate upline or I don't know, who's making money off you?
Remax. So Remax, you mean the regional guys there?
There you go. Call them in. Hey, if you're telling me to grow the area, come help. So see if they will come in and offer their insights on how to get leads. See if you can book a guest speaker. It'll just help you out a little bit. All right. That's all. So now you have this Eventbrite page set up for this workshop you're going to do. I recommend you do it under your name and you do it at a neutral location. So go do it at the library. The local library is great. It's cheap. Go do it at your title company. Go do it at your mortgage company. I wouldn't do it in your RE/MAX office.
Oh, I have
And
a
I
study.
wouldn't,
So I could do it
yeah, and
in.
I wouldn't do it as like a RE/MAX branded event. Just do it branded under your name. Okay. That'll be a little more tactful. The new licensees don't really care, and the people off the job boards don't care, but the people that are currently licensed, you know,
Elsewhere, I.
they don't want like the paparazzi seeing them walking into your office. It'll raise questions, right?
Yeah, I think Remax is probably not a good idea to get somebody to speak because it's all about Remax when they speak. And that's one of the issues. It's just we Remax sell the most houses. We sell 17.5% more than
Yeah.
other people. We do, we do, we do. And that's not, what we need to do because if I'm going without a, and I understand what you're saying, where you're coming from, because people don't really want to recognize the brand first. They want to know who somebody who has no brand and not have any feeling any obligations that it's Remax offers.
Correct. All I'm saying here is it may not be your
Yeah,
regional
I
people
get
at
it.
RE/MAX. Just if you have any relationships with anyone who's credible on generating leads, I would invite them to speak. And for what it's worth, if you can set up a video conferencing option and bring them in on a video camera, that's an option too, versus like them flying them in and putting them up to be there physically. Right.
Oh, are you talking about this event workshop as a in
No,
person?
I want you to do it in person. I want you to do it in person, but you can always bring somebody in on a screen to have them talk.
Oh, I thought I was doing it on a webinar or
No.
video. Didn't think it was in
I want you doing this in person to start. You could
person.
definitely do this on a webinar, okay?
Yeah.
But that requires a little more skill and a little more brand, a little more stickiness with the audience. I want you to do it in person to start.
Oh,
Okay.
so that's why you said do it at the library. So basically, I have to do
Yes.
it somewhere neutral. I have to
Neutral.
find neutral. Okay.
Then, what I'd like you to do is I want you to plan an event not only for April, I want you to plan one for May, June, July, August, September, October, November, and December. I want you to plan nine. I need nine events. Okay? I want you to hold one every single month. And I want you to create an Eventbrite page for every single one. You are going to hold one event every month, and they're going to go on your event calendar. Okay? So I think how to generate leads is a great one. All right. How to get business from your database can be another one. How to win listing appointments. What to say in your listing appointments is a good one. All right. That's it. I would just repeat those over and over and over. They don't all have to be different. You could teach your leads class three, four times a year. You could teach your database class three, four times a year. And you could teach your listing presentations class three, four times a year. But can you see how instead of this being an event, this is now a system? We've taken this from like, oh, here's this random act of marketing, but we're going to do this event. And now it's systematic where you have one event every single month that you're driving people to.
All right.
Sound
And
good?
how do, so am I getting the people there from the phone call?
Yes. As of right now, we haven't talked about any marketing. So you don't need me for any of this. You can easily get these names. You can go on Eventbrite, create the event, put a little money on it, get a discount code. And now you need to go tell people about the event. All right. So now you start picking up the phone. And this is what you do all day. So if you're a recruiter, it's what you do all day. You are calling, you are emailing, and you are texting, and you're reaching out to people saying, hey, I understand you sell real estate. Maybe I see your production is up or production is down. And I'm doing a training event on how to get leads. It's at this date and time. I think it could really help you. Here's what we're going to talk about, and here's the benefits of attending. Would you have any interest in coming? And if so, I can give you a discount code where the ticket is free.
And is it fine to get an ISA calling?
Not to start. Not to start. I need you to prove it first. Where a lot of people mess up with the appointment centers is you have to do it where I do it, we do it, you do it. You have to prove that it can be that this can actually be done yourself. Then you have to do it with them. So they're actually shadowing you and watching you do it. And then they do it.
All right, okay.
So is it possible? Yes, but not initially.
Okay.
I would give you a goal of approaching 50 agents a day. That's the number for my appointment centers. When I hire a full-time caller appointment center, It's 50 people a day, which you could argue is low, but they're doing very precise, very intelligent reach outs, where every reach out's a phone call, email, voicemail, text, and sometime a video. I mean, it takes 10, 15 minutes to craft a reach out with somebody. Got it?
So what am I
So,
saying to you? The same thing that I'm saying on the phone.
100%. Yeah, the message stays the same. So the text, the email, the phone call, it's all the same. I understand you're licensed. This is the reason I'm reaching out to you is because of your production level or where you live. I'm calling to invite you to an event. It's designed to help solve this problem. Here's the benefits of coming. Here's the date and time. It costs X number of dollars, but if you're interested in coming, I'd like to give you a free promo code. Let me know if you want to come. Here's more detail. Here's a link. And if you want to register, let me know, and I'll give you the code. So now it's a matter of prospecting. You're going to use essentially telemarketing to get the message out. That's it.
No Facebook advertising or anything.
Nope, we're not going to go down the marketing path yet. So you don't need marketing yet. So you could do all of that without marketing. Okay. You wake up, you hit the phones, sell tickets to the event, do your event. At the end of the event, you follow up with everyone saying, would you like to meet with me one-on-one? I would like to meet with you one-on-one, but to talk about, personalizing this strategy just for you. Would you like to meet? Now, hopefully these people spent a lot of time with you at the event. They're like, sure. And boom, now you have your recruiting appointment. And this person, knows you, likes you, trusts you because they've spent time with you at your event. Is that cool? You'll have a lot better success, in my opinion, booking recruiting appointments from people who attend your events, whether they're in person or online, than getting a meeting from someone that's totally cold, that doesn't know anything about you.
So you feel that having an online one is not the same as having it in person because the rapport would be different. You meet somebody.
Just to start, not necessarily. So it's very difficult for you to just start this. Like we don't have a lot of experience or track record of recruiting yet. So for you to go do the events online, or for you to go hire a caller or an ISA to do this, is too much of a jump. You have to do the events in person before you do them online. You have to make the calls yourself to sell the tickets before you hire someone. I see this mistake all the time in marketing. Marketing is just salesmanship in print. Marketing is just your ability to sell, but doing it through video or letters or radio ads or whatever. It's just salesmanship in print, let's say, or salesmanship in video. What happens is you have all these marketing people that have never sold anything in their lives. They never sat down belly to belly to prospect and asked for a credit card. They've never been on the phone trying to convince somebody to like listen to them and take an appointment. They've never sold anything. Then they go into marketing. And it's just a disaster because they don't know how to translate that salesmanship into online or print. And I don't want that same mistake for you. I want you to be able to do it first. Then we can scale it. All right. So you're going to prove this out by doing it in person and by you making the calls, getting them to your events. All right. So the strategy is pretty simple. Here's list, call, text, email, whatever, get a hold of them, invite them to the event, ask if they want a discount code, get them to register, get them to an event, spend time with them, then after the event, book one-on-one meetings.
So, how many would I, if I'm calling 50 people a day, I could expect at least 5 or 10 people.
That's probably about right. I would say usually you're going to get about 15 to 20% respond to you. So, yeah, you'll probably, if you're lucky, you'll get 10 agents to reply. And, one or two say yes.
No,
Right?
I'm talking about people that pitch up, probably about 5, 6 of them.
Yeah, it's going to be really low because you're not doing any marketing.
All right.
Correct. It's going to be really low because these people have no idea who you are. Why do they want to hear you speak? Who the heck are you? Right? Why am I
Should
going to
I
drive
do
30 minutes to, well, hang on. I'm leading up to the marketing. I'm showing
marketing?
you the problem the marketing solves because you're a client. You're already doing this, but I'm walking you in so you really know how the marketing helps. Yeah, they'll be like, I don't, who are you? Right? So wouldn't it be nice if you could say, oh, and in the meantime, go to my video blog where you'll see my free coaching training videos. You'll see success stories of people who have succeeded with my training. And you can register on my website. Like, oh, okay, got it. Now I know who this, I can maybe see who this complete stranger is who's calling me. Right? And now they go to your video blog. And they see all these coaching and training videos. They see your about you. It's like your resume. Your viral marketing video blog is the modern version of here's what I do. Here's why I want you to give me money. Here's why you should hire me. Here's how to get a hold of me. And here's a bunch of things that I publish to demonstrate that I have expertise on the topic at hand, and they're done in a way where you can get to know me and you can feel a little more comfortable working with me to help solve the problem, maybe versus someone else. So, do you see how the viral marketing video blog and the marketing system is a little more of a lead conversion tool?
You're right.
It's more of a tool to make the job that I just gave you easier.
Some
You don't need
credibility.
it 100%. You don't need it. I mean, I could say, I mean, you can run into a brick wall every single day and just keep running harder to break through it.
Yeah, but it's because it gives you credibility and it's professional, it looks good,
Yeah, it should make things easier. So imagine, I mean, look, you're going to go into your office and you got to like look at these list of agents. You're like, God, these people have no idea who I am. Why in the world? Like, it's going to be really hard to get these people to come to an event. Yeah. Because you have no marketing, right?
Yeah, no, I
You're just
understand
going to,
that.
you have to make your calls, but you got to make the calls. You got to make the calls. You got to do the reach outs. You have to have that as the foundation going. I have three appointment setters at Viral. They each make about 50 attempts a day. So they're speaking to 150 agents a day. And their goal from speaking to 150 agents is to set three appointments. So my three appointment setters at a bare minimum collectively set 36 appointments a month. Now, it's never that low. That's like the minimum expectation. They're usually collectively somewhere around maybe 50 to 60 appointments
Wow.
collectively. All right. But,
So they missed me out, huh?
well, you probably talked to one of them to
No,
come.
I just called you guys.
Well, then but even you were inbound, someone still followed up with you and schedules an appointment with somebody,
Oh, okay.
right?
Well, your sales office. I'm just kidding.
Well, but hear me out. But what I'm saying is that, my appointment setters are just hitting the phones asking people if they want to take a
Yeah.
call.
No, I got you.
It is by no means a difficult job. It is a simple, repetitive job.
Well,
But
I
what makes them
basically
more
came
effective
from
is to
your
reach anyone. Go
I
ahead.
came from your webinars. So when, on
Correct. It's the
webinars,
marketing.
yeah, it's
Yeah.
the marketing, your
It's the
videos and stuff.
marketing that makes it easier. Correct. So if I want them more productive, I do better marketing. I don't yell at them. I don't tell them they're not making enough calls. I don't tell them they're not good enough on the phones. It's all BS. I get them better leads.
All right.
So I do webinars. I go speak at events. I do ebook downloads. I do marketing. I send out emails. I have people clicking the links, right? So what lists do I give my appointment senders? Hey, here's everybody that paid money to come to an event to see me. Hey, here's everybody that attended an event, and of the people that were on the event, here's the ones that stayed the whole time on a webinar. Hey, here's everyone that clicked a link in the email about hiring viral marketing. So do you see how those are warmer lists? So when they call and they say, "Hey, I'm Sally with viral marketing. I see that, you just spent 2 hours with Frank on a webinar." Oh yeah. Yeah. You wanted me to call you and see if you want to take a call about hiring us, get this executed. Would you like me to schedule a time? Oh, sure. Right?
It's the content that's giving you the credibility and the content that people are feeling, like you're asking me to do here, that it's of some value. And instead of I got it, I got it. And that's why it was one of the reasons I did call you, and to be able to get to execute something.
Yeah, so I think originally you were looking at the viral marketing blog as I'm going to put these videos up online and then, I don't know, spam them to all the agents in the marketplace. Okay. No. That's not going to work.
Yeah.
All right. So let's move over to the other end of the spectrum. And let me give you some marketing fundamentals. You have to view viral marketing is not a lead generation tool. It's a lead conversion tool. All right. You are the lead generation tool, or your appointment setters or your callers, which you can get there at some point. But you need a system where, like, okay, we're going to start with calling all the agents that meet our criteria. We're going to invite them to events. And then from events, we're going to have one-on-one meetings. That is an awesome fundamental strategy. And yes, can the events be online someday? Sure. Can the events be a 3-day conference in Cabo? Yes. There's a lot of ways to do the events. Could the events be going to dinner at a conference and just going hanging out and having dinner? Yes. Could it be going to a nightclub? Yes. It's really more about, honestly, less about the content. It's more about people just spending time with you and getting to know you, just so you know. So the event could be anything that brings your target market together to spend time with you. Fair enough. It doesn't really even have to be this like seminar, right? It could be hang out and for a mixer and have drinks, right? Then from there, you book the one-on-one meeting. Now, with that as your foundation, you can go do that without the marketing. I want to drive this home. But do you feel how exhausting that's going to be? Trying to get these people to an event when you have nothing and you're going in totally cold with no marketing.
Oh yes, I mean, I see your value completely, and that's why I did it. And I think that you're such a good writer. You can write all these great email letters and so forth, and that's one of the reasons. And and I'm so glad that we got to have this conversation, because I'm sure there are a lot of people in my position that's looking for more. I mean, not using it the right way, or thinking that, like you said, I'm thinking this is going to bring me the leads, which is not the way it works.
Yeah. So where does viral come in? You now have this beautiful blog where people get to know you. And at least when you're on the phone, you say, well, maybe if you don't want to come to the event, you're not sure yet, that's fine, but can I at least get your permission to put you on my free agent training newsletter? Can I at least get your permission to send you my free helpful coaching videos in the meantime? Maybe you can watch those. And if you like what I say in those videos, maybe it'll encourage you to spend more time with me and come to an event. And if you're actually kind of somewhat nice on the phone, even if it's kind of like as a kind of like a get lost, they'll still say, sure, go ahead and send me your stuff. Right?
Yeah.
Boom. Now you have permission and you put them into your CRM. And now you let viral marketing do its work. You let the marketing do the heavy lifting of the emails going out, the videos going out, the retargeting happening, where people see you and they read your stuff and they warm up to you. So they actually do take you up on your next offer down the funnel of coming to your event or meeting with you. So when you're making your calls, yes, I want you to invite people to the trainings, but I also want you to be building your database and asking permission. Can I give you a free subscription to my agent training newsletter that I send out? Because that's what you bought with Viral, is this 36-touch nurturing system of these helpful business coaching videos that you're sending out, where people get to spend time with you online, get to know you, so they come to your event and they ultimately take an appointment with you.
So the content for this event I have to put together. So I'd have to put quite a good one together in order to show that I know something.
Yeah, but it doesn't have to be that good. It doesn't. People aren't coming to your event to really learn how to generate leads. They can go type that on YouTube and there's like a gazillion topics on the same topic. You will not be saying anything new in any of your content. So let me say something about the content. Everything that you're going to publish and everything you're going to teach has already been done a zillion times. It's all available online. Everything you'd ever want to know about anything. They just want to hear it from you. So if you're looking to get put together a presentation on how to get leads, I'm sure Remax, one of the reasons you buy a franchise, is don't they have something like that? Don't they have some curriculum that you can teach your agents how to do those things?
Yeah, I guess I'd have to go on the Remax University and erase all the Remax stuff out.
Yeah.
I'm kidding.
Well, yeah. Or, dude, you can just bring someone in to teach it with you, where you're kind of the moderator or the host while someone else is giving the knowledge.
No, I got it. And I have the coaching of Tom Ferry, so.
Yeah, so you're good to go there.
Maybe Remax have to bring you on board to say, stop putting your name out there so much. Do a little bit more content.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that they have to advertise institutionally. So, like, everyone's, you know, running around. We're number one, sure. But the reality is, when you're talking to a prospect that doesn't know where their next check is going to come to, they don't care. Mm-hmm. They just want money. That's it. They just want money. The reason people go to work is they want money. You know, if Remax marketed the fact that, you know, the industry's failure rate of a real estate agent is X, and we have literally the lowest failure rate of new agents where our new agents make the most money of anyone else, that would attract people.
Yeah, that sounds very good. This is why I say, I think even when they're recruiting stuff, the videos, all the material is always rah, rah, rah. And, you know, what I learned on the flip side is that more content and less about you.
Yeah. Well, solve problems.
Yeah,
you know,
solve problems.
How does them being number one help solve the agent's problem? Honestly, I don't know. I mean, other than maybe you can network with other top producers, right?
Yeah.
But here's the number one issue that you have to address. People need more money. And they need it now. And they need it a little bit easier. And they need it with less risk. That's the solution. That's the problem. People need more money. They don't have enough. And it's too hard to get it. It's very difficult. or it's very risky to get it. You need to create a solution at your brokerage where your people are making a lot of money, and they're doing it in a way with a lot less risk and a lot less effort. So
And
drive
then
that home.
solution to create more money, yeah.
Yeah, just more money. If you come here, you will just make more money, and you'll do it with a better work-life balance, working less hours, and you'll do it in an easier way. And you'll do it with by taking less risk.
And that is by having the right tools and systems and
Yeah.
using time.
Yeah, because the number one reason agents fail is they just run out of money. Or the job just becomes incredibly exhausting.
Yeah, then you get burnout, yeah.
So I think that's always like the elephant in the room, but no one ever addresses it because they're talking about living my passion and living my perfect life and living my dream. That's all great. But I don't think people are leaving your brokerage because they weren't like living their passions and their dreams. They just ran out of money, or they hated their coworkers, or the business got to them and they're exhausted. You know what I mean?
Yes,
Yeah.
they
Just treat work as work. And if you just focus on this is a job, this is work, we want to go do our jobs and go home and make money, you'll hit the market.
So you're saying that the commission, the highest commission, is not the most important thing. It's to create the tools and the systems for them to make it easy to make money rather than giving them that. Because a lot of
Oh yeah. Well, generally in a brokerage, you have different options for different people. This is where you have to listen. You're probably going to have a really low split to the agent for your people that don't want to take any risk and want listing appointments set for them. So there's models out there, Teamridge, where, hey, we'll just set your listing appointments for you. We're only going to pay you, 15, 20% of the commission, but you'll be able to sell a lot of houses, Then you might have your, traditional brokerage where you have some other support. Then you might have your fee-only transaction management plan. Every agent's going to have different skills and behaviors and at different levels of their business. And you want a pricing plan or a suite of services for each of those markets. You need something for the lower end of the market, where these people don't want to take, these people basically want to be W-2 employees. That's most people. You have the middle of the market where they kind of want to build a business, but not too big. And then you have the top of the market where it's like, leave me alone. I just want to pay a transaction fee. Never talk to me. I have my own thing. Fine. So having those three options, depending upon the segment of the agent market you're talking to, is how you're going to retain people. Basically, it's how entrepreneurial they are. You have something for the non-entrepreneurs, all the way down the spectrum to you have something for like the complete crazy, delusional entrepreneurs.
Yeah, getting a lot of delusional agents who just know very little and think that they need the highest or want the highest, the top, like the top end producers, but not doing much, but want a higher, much higher commission.
Yeah, and the thing is, marketing your marketing works best when you demonstrate. So I would say fine, come on in here and I'll charge you $1 a transaction. I mean, who cares? Whatever. Just change your license. Then if you're really struggling, why don't you come on over to some of these meetings and be involved with some of these things over here, but the payment's different. The payment's different. So that the those are issues that everyone's dealing with. Here's all I can do for you as a customer here at Viral. I want you on as many appointments as possible. I want you to set, like we open this conversation with as many appointments as possible with agents that are kind of open to talking to you and see you in a favorable light as a guide and a coach to help you solve a problem in their lives. All right.
Right.
You have a wonderful sales system, and you don't need marketing for that. Okay. I kind of call it like the equivalent of seeing how hard you could run to the brick wall, and eventually you'll break through it onto the next brick wall. But people do that. All right. The reason you've purchased viral is to, not having to run through a brick wall as hard, where the marketing warms people up. They get to know you online. You're building your newsletter list. They're seeing you. So when you are calling them, they're like, oh, I know who you are. Like, they treat you better because they see you. It's kind of like, it's exactly how you came into my world. Like, we've never met in person, but you saw my stuff online and you signed up, right? So it shows you that that's possible. And my job is to help create that environment where people do see you online and they're more likely to take you up on your offers, such as your offer to subscribe to your newsletter, attend your free training event, or book with you one-on-one for an appointment. And my challenge to you is that you need to set an appointment every single day. You got to go on like 16, 20 appointments a month, all right, to hit the goal that you want.
It's the numbers. Yes, I hear what you're saying.
Yeah. You're going to have to talk to a lot of agents. So the reason I shifted that conversation is, what you say on your recruiting presentation, that's a business model thing. I can't help you with that. Once you actually have a prospect that is sitting in front of you that has the budget, authority, need, and time frame of making a decision, and now you have to convince them to part with their money, either directly or in your case, indirectly through a commission split. That's why you're at RE/MAX. The reason you're paying your royalties at RE/MAX is to have that answer. And if RE/MAX doesn't have that answer for you, you get a different franchise. Seriously. It's their job to have that answer for you. So you go to RE/MAX and say, hey, I'm going to go on all these appointments. And here's all these pain points that I'm seeing from real estate agents. What's the presentation and what's the business model? Got it? That's why you're paying them to have that answer.
Yeah, and they want $250 a month, so and they take it up front.
So whatever that is, that's
For each agent, that is.
yeah. Well, what does the agent get in return?
Yeah.
That's what you want to be able to communicate. All right.
Yeah.
So, Vina, was this helpful to kind of
Absolutely,
guide
absolutely.
you toward the
Fabulous.
direction you need to get what you need?
Yes, completely. Thank you so much. I do appreciate it very much. It helps me put it in perspective, and I need to follow the plan. And no, and I thank you very much for taking the time to do this. It's really going to be very helpful, and obviously, I'll give you feedback.
Cool. Well, why don't you just keep me up to date on how this is going? If you ever need any
Yeah.
help, reach out to me. I'm here. I
Well,
got my
thank
I got my 10 o'clock. I got a hard stop. I gotta hop off of here,
you.
but
Great stuff. No problem. Thank you so much. You have a great day.
I see you. Bye. Later.